da Botswana is in this group. Good morning, good morning. Let me take this opportunity to welcome you in this meeting. There are some few apologies that I have. The apology from the Minister of Agriculture, Dwanambi is sick, Magadi is bereaved, Gunda, Zulu, and Makubela. Others, I didn't receive any, The meeting is about the briefing by the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries on their strategic plan and annual performance plan with specific reference to post-settlement support provided to land reform beneficiaries, food security projects in the various provinces, living and working condition on farm workers, specifically in Western Cape, Free State and Mpumalanga. So we're going to have a briefing on those bullets. I think before we start, this is the norm that we must introduce ourselves, but we have got all family faces, we know each other, but for formality we must introduce ourselves. I am Nolthando Qekani, the chairperson of this committee, Land and Environmental Affairs from the Eastern Cape. I'll start from you, Honourable.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. I'm Peace Mabe. I'm from Gauteng, a member of this committee.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Daryl Worth. I'm a member of the Select Committee, and I'm from the Free State Province.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Gauteng Mokgoro. I'm a member of this committee, and I'm from the Northern Cape.
Morning, everybody. Ask about committee secretary.
Morning. My name is Deshni Pillay, content advisor.
Morning. Quivis Huister, researcher for the select committee.
The PMG, whatever.
Yeah.
Morning, my name is Kirsten Sini from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Thank you very much. I think I must give the department to introduce the tourist.
Good morning, Madam Chair, and good morning, Honourable Members. My name is Sizwe Mkhize, DDG for Food Security and Agrarian Reform, and we are representing the Director General, who apologized, madam, because he's trying to put things together for the budget speech for tomorrow that the minister will be tabling in parliament. And with me is the team. Next to me is Mr. Andile Hoss. He's the DDG responsible for strategic planning, policy, monitoring and evaluation. And we have the office of the DG that is actually taking us around here. And behind me is Mr. Zibusiso Dlamini, who is the Chief Director for Food Security. And we also have Elda Mchiza, who is the coordinator for CASP and Ilimalitsima. And we also have Mr. Joe Hobogwe, who is the Chief Director responsible for farm workers, as well as sector capacity development. At the back, we have Ms. Mimi. She is within monitoring and evaluation. And we also have the office of the DG, the lady who is also responsible for ensuring that Parliament receives documents as and when required. Thank you, madam.
Thank you very much. At least we know each other. Before we start, as a norm, we're supposed to have the documents maybe on Friday or the latest yesterday, but we just received the documents now. So we don't know where to start now because we didn't read the documents. We don't know what is the explanation that you're going to give us, because we just not want these documents just for fun. We want to read the documents and we're able to answer the questions on the documents. So we don't know now what is it, because we received, me, I just received now. I don't know what is in the document. I don't know whether in the document are those things that we just requested. So we want the explanation, why do we not, because that thing, it's not right, guys, for us to say all the time, we don't receive this. It will be now, we don't receive the document. Why do we not do this thing to us? I want to know why do we not get the documents in time. Yes.
If I may try and respond, madam. Let me start by apologizing for that late submission of documents. The team here possibly got the message very late last week, and actually the message came through to the team members on Friday. And
which message are you talking about?
About
the request that you can come to us.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Did you send the invite to talk to us? 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Welcome, Honorable Tibia. Honorable Mark. Okay, hold it. Okay. I see your head.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think that the ASCA will not just say 2 weeks, because he's got documents to prove that he has sent the documents, the invite. I don't know if you're in a position to give us that.
The revised program was sent out 2 weeks ago to Minister's office, and then I sent it to Teresa's office. The notice of the meeting went out last week. That's the notice, but the actual revised program, stating that the revised dates and everything, and I even spoke to them at the department.
Chair, I think it's something, if you allow me, that we will not be able to resolve in this meeting. Maybe without even us taking a break, let's agree that we allow them to present because they are here already. And then we don't engage with the presentation, but we meet shortly after that so that then we agree on the approach to how are we going to then send questions to them, or we just agree that we will send questions to them in writing. But we want to register this, that it's unacceptable. Even the previous department that was here, they did the same thing. They gave us documents late and all that. So it seems like it's something that is carrying from one department to another, and it's unacceptable. We're not accepting this at all. But Chair, maybe for the sake of interest and time, let's just try and cut the dialogue between yourself and the CDG, because it's not going to help us anyway. He also doesn't know. He was also informed yesterday, and also we're not going to anyway. But maybe after this meeting, we need to write to the minister and raise our concerns through her office. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Honest, why can't you come and sit here? You are just far at the back. Just come sit next to Kobas. Honorable Mkhoro, just the last week.
Chair, I'm sorry. I totally disagree with the Honorable Member Mabi. Because as far as I'm concerned, this is historical. And it is no longer an issue that we can compromise on accepting apology every now and then. Every time we have a meeting, we accept the apology. To me, this is just a demonstration of snap. In addition to that, when will we have the minister herself to come and account to this committee? When will we have the DG himself or herself to come and account to this committee? We are not playing marbles here, Chair. I don't think really it would serve a good purpose to say, we don't accept it, but let them give us a brief, because they are already here. How many times have we said that? I'm sure it is unaccountable. We can't say how many times have we said, look, it's many, many times, and you don't see any sign of the department adjusting itself into meeting the request of this committee. So I don't agree that we should compromise on this issue, because we are not playing marbles here. We have a mandate to execute.
Thank you, Honorable Khoro. I think before we move with the, I accept both two speakers, as I say that we must do, as I say we disagree. But I think I must ask the officials to excuse for 2 minutes. We are going to talk with the MPs, with the Honorable Khoro. Just excuse, because we don't want anything from you, because we don't have the documents. There are no excuses, nothing. You can't say anything because the program was sent, the notice was sent. So I don't want anything to say. Is there anything that you are going to say? Is there anything that you want to say? Because I want you to excuse, because I want to resolve this question for all.